Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, no progress on the issue of the debt ceiling. They're nowhere apparently near a deal. McCarthy said that he's willing to stay over the Memorial Day weekend to try and get the deal done. I doubt Joe Biden's going to take time away from his precious beach home. How did he ever afford a beach home on a senator's salary? Just a question. If we end up in, quote, a default, and by the way, that is a misnomer also. We have many, many options available to us financially that we're not going to go into default. That there's so much that they have available that they've used in past years, so it's just one big lie. But they're trying to create what I call power panic politics. And that is, oh my gosh, the sky's falling. Oh no, if we don't get the debt, the full faith credit of the United States government is hanging in the balance. It could spark a worldwide depression or whatever, you know, hyperbole rhetoric that they're using on any given day. But the facts are the facts here. You know, 4 months ago, January 13th, the White House press secretary proudly announced that there's going to be no negotiations. Karine Jean-Pierre, she didn't say it once, she said it numerous times, that we're asking Kevin McCarthy, the debt ceiling should be raised without any conditions. We're not negotiating. Here's what she said.
We have been very clear on this, Poppy. We have not minced words, as you know, as you heard from the president. You just quoted him. As you've heard from me, have you heard from others from this administration? We have been calling for the Speaker McCarthy to put a bill on the floor that is going to avoid default. That's what we are asking for.
And then she says, and this now moves a little further into April, where, you know, we're asking Kevin McCarthy to put a debt bill on the floor that's going to avoid default. Well, they ended up doing that. And the White House had been betting the entire time that Republicans would not unite and would not get the debt ceiling raised. They did it in a responsible way, simply returning to 2022 spending levels, A. Number two, it put in reforms, especially on the issue of saving money, because guess what? We have $31 trillion in debt that we're passing on to our kids and grandkids, and that's unconscionable. And lastly, they limit the absolute maximum, the amount that the budget can grow in future years to 1%. In other words, baseline budgeting. They can only be responsible for this Congress, but You know what? That's something we should have done a long time ago. I long ago supported the penny plan by Congressman Connie Mack. Now I guess we're up to the 20-cent plan by the time we would ever get to anywhere near solvency and saving money and paying off our debt. We're asking Kevin McCarthy to put a debt bill on the floor. Well, they did that. Here's what she said.
Speaker McCarthy unveiled a ransom note holding our economy hostage. It's a 320-page plan to kill jobs, fill our cities with smog, and give asthma to our children. The proposal would repeal the Inflation Reduction Act's green energy tax credit, sending thousands of jobs back to China. It would make it easier for oil companies to use toxic chemicals that cause severe burns, damage.
All right, I can't take it anymore. Eyes. The bottom line is, and Joe Biden said the same, this is a wacko proposal. This is an extreme MAGA deal. According to the CBO, it saves $4.8 trillion a year. That's real money. It's unbelievable. Why would they be against saving real money? Joe Concha, author of the bestseller Come On Man and Fox News contributor. Carol Roth is back with us, author of The War on Small Business, How the Government Used the Pandemic to Crush the Backbone of America. Welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Sean. Happy Tuesday. Or not so happy, just based on what you just talked about.
I mean, it's happy or not happy. I mean, it is what it is. But the bottom line is, I don't see a lot of leverage that Joe Biden has. And I don't see that Kevin McCarthy is going to easily go back to his caucus and say, well, they want us to give in on this, this, and this. And Republicans going along with whatever Joe Biden wants. So I think this is pretty much the deal. There might be a few little tweaks to it, but I don't see it changing a whole lot. Do you?
No, and you mentioned before, Kevin McCarthy is willing to stay and do the work over Memorial Day weekend if that's what it takes to get a deal done. You look at the president's schedule today, Sean, this is the official schedule, okay? At 12:15, that's when it begins, the president and vice president have lunch. That's nice. Then 1 o'clock, the president receives the presidential daily briefing. That's an intelligence briefing. You think we want to get that to him more like 6 a.m., 7 a.m.? We got to wait till after lunch? And then that's it. That's the only things on the schedule. I mean, it's remarkable that the way this man does not work in any way, shape, or form. If at least if you saw some effort, you can say, well, I respect the guy. He's incompetent. He's old, but he's trying. You don't even see the trying part. So I can guarantee you, by Thursday afternoon, he's on the plane to Delaware, where he will spend at least 4 to 5 days, because God knows he needs the vacation right after a grueling schedule like that. So, and that's going to hurt him in 2023, 2024 as far as...
So he went MIA for 97 days. Kevin McCarthy says he'll work through the Memorial Day weekend with his entire caucus. And I'm sure that all these guys have plans. But you know what? I don't feel too sorry for them, because they get more vacation than I could ever dream of. Frankly, they do less damage when they're on vacation, so I support them being on vacation as much as possible. We'll save money. But more importantly, you know, Joe Biden's not going to take it seriously. Then he's going to come back and he's going to be in hyper, you know, get the debt ceiling fixed mode when he gets back, lashing out at Republicans. They did their job. He ignored them. Carol, they did their job. They passed the debt ceiling increase that had fiscal responsibility measures that by any definition are not even in the least bit onerous. It's just common sense.
No, they're not in the least bit onerous. And frankly, we need to do more, but it's a good step in the right direction. The thing that's so frustrating here is that he has the perfect cover. You have the Federal Reserve, who is trying to slow down the economy. And during this entire period, while they're trying to slow down the economy, all Joe Biden has done is continue to push spending. He is rowing in the opposite direction. So he has a way to make it look like he's getting a win here. I talked to the Fed. I'm trying to help them out. So, you know, I decided to take the lead. He doesn't even have to give the Republicans credit. He just needs to say, you know, I'm working with the Fed. We want to make sure that we do this to slow down inflation. He's got the perfect cover. The craziest part about this, Sean, is if you go back to the summer of 2011, when we had that historic debt downgrade, and the debt at that point in time was only about 95% of GDP. It's now at about 125% the public debt and less than $15 trillion. Do you know who oversaw draw that debt downgrade as vice president? I'll give you one guess.
Of course, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. So you would think he would learn a lesson from that, and yet we're in a much worse situation today, and he refuses to even give one cent.
Well, it's not going to work out well for him. I would argue at this point, the leverage is with McCarthy and the Republicans. They were the only adults that were responsible. And all through January, February, March, April, and now May, Kevin McCarthy had been all but begging Joe Biden to meet with him, to have negotiations with him, and they were not open to it. And they kept saying, no negotiations. Okay, so now that brings us to this point. And they had to act on their own, and they acted on their own.
Sean, in this case, the only thing that Biden, I think, is banking on is a media that will obviously paint Republicans as evil, as the people who are trying to cut X, Y, Z, or they really want us to go into default or whatever you want, however you want to define it. And you know, he thinks that they're going to be on his side completely and totally on this, and he's probably right in that sense. And you would think that we would have a media that would report the facts as you and Carol just laid out. Republicans have put forth a proposal. Biden has not. Biden won't even negotiate on it, and he's supposed to be the uniter, the great compromiser, and we're not seeing it whatsoever. So if we had an honest media, then I think Joe Biden and this administration would be showing a lot more urgency and compromising a lot more. Instead, they're just hoping that, don't worry, our friends over at ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, they'll portray Republicans as the bad guy, and we'll win ultimately down the road as far as elections are concerned. And that's the shame of it all, that we have such a corrupt media that's probably what's going to happen. It already is.
Let's change topics. Apparently tomorrow on Twitter, Ron DeSantis will announce that he's running for president. How do you see this playing out, Carol Roth?
Yeah, first of all, I think that's really wild. He's doing a sit-down supposedly with Elon Musk, who now not only is a media mogul, but apparently he's an interviewer of potential presidential candidates on Twitter. So I thought that's kind of an interesting positioning. But certainly, you know, I feel like everybody knows that Ron DeSantis was going to enter the race. It's interesting that he decided to take so long instead of coming out swinging from the top. But certainly I think this puts, you know, him and former President Trump in the pole position in terms of the race. But it is nice to see that there are other people lending their voices, putting their ideas out there, potentially positioning for vice presidential positions as well. So I think it will be a welcome addition from some, and others will certainly.
Well, you got different categories of people. I mean, I think Senator Tim Scott really wants to get his hat in the ring and offer his vision. He'll join us at the top of the next hour, and we'll talk to him. I've known him for a long time. Joe, how do you see the announcement of DeSantis working?
Well, it comes down to really two things, and I just filed a column on this, and it's going to run on themessenger.com tomorrow, and that is Ron DeSantis the next Scott Walker? If you remember, in 2015, at this time, Scott Walker was your front runner, and then Trump didn't announce until June, and still into July, it was Jeb, it was Scott Walker, and it was Trump, and then the debate happened. Remember that night, August 16, 2015, 24 million people watching Fox, and then Scott Walker basically disappeared, Trump owned the night, and then there was no stopping him from there. So if Ron DeSantis wants a shot here, he has to stand toe-to-toe with Donald Trump on that debate stage, draw a contrast if he can, because they're so similar in so many places outside of abortion, perhaps. And then from there, it's all chips in on Iowa. If DeSantis could have a strong showing in Iowa or even win, remember Ted Cruz won Iowa in 2015, Trump finished second. If DeSantis could get momentum out of that state and carry it to New Hampshire, then we have a ball game. But I think, again, it goes down to that first and only debate. The question is, will Donald Trump even show up? Because he's saying at this point, he's not going to debate because he has an insurmountable lead. And I say, sir, respectfully, this is a nomination, not a coronation.
That's interesting. So you want him to debate. I actually like it just for purely entertainment purposes. Look, if I had my way, and I've said this on the air before, look, eventually, I've been in this game too long. Eventually, it becomes nasty. It becomes bloody. They're throwing real punches. They're trying to knock the other guy out. And at some point in a primary, it becomes a war, a political war. This one's starting out as a political war, Carol, especially between Trump and DeSantis. I asked both of them about it. And, you know, the president's position is, well, I don't think he would have won without my help in 2018. And I think a strong case can be made that that's true. He went very hard for DeSantis at a point when, you know, he was not doing well in the polls. And when that race in 2018, you know, when it came down to the end, both Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, you know, were struggling to win those races. I think, you know, Ron DeSantis won by 30 some odd thousand votes. Rick Scott won by a little over 10,000 votes. And Donald Trump had done a lot of town halls to help them in the final days and weeks leading up to that election. I think without him, he probably wouldn't have gotten the nomination. Then on the other side, he's elected governor and he did a good job. And people really like the job that he's done. What are your thoughts?
And I think that everything that you said is completely fair, and I think will come out. But I do agree that these are two very strong personalities that are starting out at a level of very elevated rhetoric, and it's probably going to be ugly. And I agree with you, Sean. I think that hopefully there's somewhere in the back of somebody's mind that last time around, somehow, some way, Joe Biden got 81 million people to come out and vote for him. And so what we need to hear from both of them is how, you know, each of them individually are going to rally even more people to come out and support the cause. Because at the end of the day, you know, there may be lots of great candidates out there, but it's about beating Joe Biden. So how are they going to help with that ground game that the Democrats are so strong at? How are they going to get the same thing to happen on the Republican side?
All right, quick break, right back. More with Joe Concha and Carol Roth. Senator Tim Scott at the top of the hour. Hannity.com. If you want to vote, should we give equal time to all the candidates? Or if you want to come to Hannity tonight with Ted Cruz and Judge Jeanine, tickets are free. Hannity.com. Quick break, right back. We'll continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. You have one Democratic activist now claiming just to outdo the NAACP days after they complained the state of Florida was racist. And, of course, they have put out a travel advisory, even though the head of the NAACP lives in Tampa, Florida, according to reports. You can't make that up. Anyway, just to outdo this, we have a Democratic Party activist now blasting Florida's, quote, a terrorist state. It's actually a free state. I've been to all parts of Florida. Let me tell you something about people in Florida. They're living a pretty casual, fun life down there, with great weather, a lot of outdoor activities, golf year round, fishing year round, hanging out outside, barbecuing year round. They're living large and they don't pay any state income tax. Anyway, a Democratic activist visited Florida for a spring break despite praising, the NAACP's travel advisory against the state. I appreciate the NAACP's guidance on this issue, activist Aisha C. Mills said during an interview with MSDNC. I just took my family to spring break in Florida, and I think about all the folks that travel there for sun and joy and peace and restoration. They need to be reminded that actually this is getting to the point where Florida is about to be a terrorist state. As a lesbian, as a black woman, I don't have anything to do with this place. Then why did you go down there? Here's what she said.
You know, I just took my family to spring break in Florida recently, and I think about all of the folks who traveled there for sun and joy and peace and restoration. And to be reminded that actually this is getting to the point where Florida is about to be a terrorist state to many of us here in America. Certainly as a lesbian, as a black woman, I don't want to have anything to do with the place. And I think about all the other people who don't want to travel there either. And so I think it was very clever on behalf of the NAACP. I thank them for issuing this broad guidance.
So that's MSDNC. NBC News, I'm sure Tom Brokaw is very, very proud of all that. By the way, we have confirmed that, as we said earlier, that Ron DeSantis is going to announce tomorrow. And now the rest of the media is catching up with us. How nice of them. You know, it's I don't know how to respond to that. She just went to vacation there. I mean, and she didn't say she had any problems there. She didn't say that she experienced racism there. So what? Explain where those comments are coming. It's becoming a terrorist state. Listen, if you're a Democrat and you want to leave Florida, I'm fine with that. Go back to New York. Go back to California. Go back to, you know, Illinois. Go back to New Jersey. If you don't like it, then don't stay there. If you really believe that, then don't visit there. I think they had, what, last month, 38 million people visit Florida? I mean, a record? It's insane. By the way, one way, if you believe in the sanctity of life, that you can help, because the federal government, unlike Planned Parenthood, will not give preborn a single penny, is you can take this into your own hand to help change hearts and minds. Preborn's network of clinics have now rescued over 200,000 babies' lives. How? By introducing expecting mothers to their babies through the science of ultrasound. No government funding, completely dependent on your generosity. And this audience is one of the strongest, most giving in the nation. And for example, if you each considered a donation of $52, you know, we could sponsor the whole network of clinics for months to come. I decided to buy two ultrasound machines because what they discovered is once they introduce expecting moms to, you know, the heartbeat of the baby growing inside them and the fingers and the toes and the nose and the mouth and the eyes and the facial features. Guess what? They're choosing life. They're not choosing abortion in most cases. Anyway, to donate, and stand by your principles, it's simple. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby, or go to their safe website. It's preborn.com/Sean. That's S-E-A-N. Every gift tax deductible. Corporate donations are appreciated, and as well as stock or anything else you can give them that's worth anything. You'll never regret doing this. preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. By the way, the Dodgers have now apologized and invite the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to Pride Night. Less than a week after removing the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence from their lineup, the Dodgers re-invited the organization to Pride Night amid a backlash from LGBTQ plus and civil rights groups, as well as local politicians and even Dodgers employees. The Dodgers would like to offer our sincerest apologies to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, members of the LGBTQ plus community. I'm trying to get this right. The Los Angeles Sisters say that they accepted the apology and over the decision, you know, coming from pressure from different Catholic groups, whatever. I'm just telling you, look, if you think this is going to work out good for corporations, how's it worked out for Bud Light? Hasn't worked out very well. How's it working out for Target? You know, the designer behind one of Target's brand partnerships for Pride Month has revealed, by the way, some bizarre positions. Did you see the bathing suits for men that they had for Target, Linda?
I am sad to say I have seen a lot of things recently with regard to bathing suits with men in them, or people who were biological males, or people who identify as women but still have all the things that men have in bathing suits that maybe don't cooperate with those things in the ways in which...
Well, apparently they've gotten very creative. If you are biologically male, they have figured out a way... How do I say this?
I don't know. I just gave it my best shot, so you're on your own.
You know, you're really not doing very well. You're not helping out. That's your job.
I have a lot of difficulty with this topic.
Anyway, a way to hide a male's genitalia by building in a pocket into the female bathing suit that the biological male is wearing. But the problem is, it's like Bud Light. You know, by the way, people were you know, out there talking about Fox. You know, Fox has headquarters in New York and in California. There are very stringent laws that they have to follow. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts about following these laws as it relates to inclusivity, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just big government, you know, cram downs and bureaucracy. But companies have to spend fortunes, you know, to comply with these burdensome regulations. You know, I just kind of am an old school golden rule person. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Treat others the way you want to be treated. I don't think it's any more complicated than that. The great irony in all of this is I don't think most people care what other adults do in the privacy of their bedroom or in the decisions they make in their private life. I don't think people care. For me, adults, I don't care. You know, make your own decision. This is your life. You get one life. It's very short in the end. And you know what? Live it the way you best want to live your life. It's not my business. And by the way, it's not the business of teachers to indoctrinate their value system into our kids' minds with, often the case, age-inappropriate information that contradicts the values that parents are trying to instill at home. You know, you can't mention God in school. You know, you got to be 18 years old to buy a Juul or... Well, I guess 21 now you have to be to buy beer or wine or spirits of any kind, vodka, whatever. All right, well, but you're going to let young kids, even in some cases without parental consent, get life-changing surgeries like this with the consultation of somebody that is not a parent? I'm sorry, there's something really radically wrong with that. Did you hear the lady? We showed this lady on TV last night from Nebraska. Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable. She, you know, trans. I mean, she kind of went crazy. Anyway, we'll play it. Let's play that.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
But I mean, everywhere we turn, these issues are now everywhere. I mean, what else do we have here? Let's see. Woke, foul-mouthed comic Leslie Jones. You ever hear of Leslie Jones? I've never heard of her. Promises to put her foot right up your ass if you dare to protest drag queen story hour. Where did this drag queen story hour thing come from? That seems to pop out of nowhere.
It's one of these things where they feel like they want to upset people that don't agree with them. So they assume because of the fact that you don't want your child exposed to a man dressed up like a woman, but not dressed up like a woman, dressed up with makeup to the nines, super tight clothing, showing all sorts of things, whether that was a biological woman, a trans woman, whatever it is, I don't want that in front of little kids. It's not appropriate for little kids. When we read Story Hour to little kids, you know, we're typically there in just regular attire. Not fancy stuff that you go out to a club with. I wouldn't want my 7-year-old going out to see, you know, strippers on poles either. I don't think that's appropriate either. That doesn't mean I hate strippers.
Washington State's going to spend $83,000 on training featuring Drag Queen Story Hour director. Where did this come from? Because all the years I've been on radio, I started in 1987. I promise you this was not a topic of discussion until the last, year or two? I mean, it's like then you find out it's everywhere. One Uber suspended diversity chief over "Don't call me Karen" events. You know, where did that word? What is the crack in that word? California parents whose daughter lost to a biological male in a girls' track competition—they're pretty pissed off. You know, a high school track athlete said she wasn't given a thumbs down after losing to a transgender competitor. You know what? My daughter's an athlete. And guess what? If, as Caitlyn Jenner has said, it's just not fair. I mean, biologically, if a biological male goes through puberty, you know, that biological male is going to be much stronger than a biological female to compete in women's sports. Now, if you want to take this and you really feel compelled to be fair, okay, then you can have men's sports, women's sports, and trans sports. There you go. Start the NCAA sports trans division, and everything's solved. You know, Caitlyn Jenner responded to the trans teen finishing second, saying this is simply wrong. And, you know, for example, she told me once in an interview that she can drive the ball 275 yards, which for a woman is far, which for anybody's far in golf, you know, unless you're, you know, a top athlete, which Caitlyn Jenner was a top athlete, the decathlon winner.
But see, this is the problem, right? So during COVID, if you wanted to have a conversation that was outside of the realms of what Fauci was mandating, you weren't believing the science. Now we're looking at the science of the human body. You know, and until somebody decides that they can make a human body and that's not AI robots, a real human body, there is something to be said for going through puberty as a man, turning into a young man. You're just stronger. I mean, think about these young girls. I mean, my daughter's 80 pounds soaking wet. She's not winning against a dude. She's just not.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, but those are the culture battles, conflicts, wars that are going on in the country. You know, I'm getting to the point. Now, I had a conversation, and I'm not going to announce it now, with a very prominent liberal Democrat. That's all I'm going to say. And the conversation was, and I started it at this point. You and I will never agree on this, all these issues, and I listed them all. I said, how do we reconcile these differences? Because I don't see middle ground either for open borders or closed borders, secure borders. How do you reconcile that? Leave the border half open? You know, that's not going to work. You either believe in domestic energy production and energy dominance and energy independence, or you don't want any energy production domestically, but it's okay to import it. What's the difference between a barrel of oil produced in this country versus another country? You know, how do you reconcile that issue? How do you reconcile those that want to rob from one group of people by empowering the government, you know, considering that the top 10% pay over 70 some odd percent of the taxes already, and the bottom 50% pay about 1%. You know, how do you reconcile these differences? How do you reconcile, you know, those that want to defund, dismantle, and have no bail laws versus those that believe in law and order so everybody can be safe and secure in their person and pursue their God-given talents? And it was a fair conversation. We listened to both sides. But I'll tell you, I don't see middle ground. That's how hardcore the left has come. You know, there are people, many of you, thank you. You made my life, you know, my dreams come true. And you've listened to me for years. I've not changed much. I've always been a conservative. My views have evolved on some issues. I think I'm a little bit more adamant in terms of my belief that America First has got to be the biggest part of conservatism now, because we always take our eye off the ball. But my views haven't changed much. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Hannity uncovers the real truth.
Real truth.
About the politics of D.C.
He's your watchdog on Big Brother.
Every day.
Hannity is on right now.
Hey, you've heard me talk about Henry Repeating Arms and their line of 200 rifles and shotguns. I love this company. The company's owned by a family of real patriots dedicated to this country. They love this country. Every product made in America or not made at all. And they're so loyal to their customers. The best customer service available. They back every firearm they sell with a lifetime warranty. Now, Henry, you may not know, makes a line of tribute edition rifles. You got to check these out. They honor all the great Americans, the people that really make this country great, the unsung heroes like our farmers and our truckers and our oilmen and our coal miners and active duty military and our veterans. It's a perfect gift for yourself or maybe for somebody that you love. You can check them out. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com/tribute. They also have their Henry's Deluxe Engrave Limited Edition rifles, the crown jewels of any collection, including mine, masterfully engraved with the finest wood stock. So once an edition, by the way, is sold out, it's sold out. They don't make any more. Anyway, go to their website, henryusa.com. You'll get a free catalog, free decals, a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog, free decals. And you're going to love the over 200 rifles and shotguns this company has. They're the best made right here in America. All right, when we come back, he announced yesterday he's running for president. And Senator Tim Scott will check in with us from the great state of South Carolina as we continue this lead up to the great Memorial Day weekend.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.